to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Well, last night I said that all religions can't possibly be true. Too many of their central claims contradict the claims of others. Perhaps one of them is true, perhaps none of them is true, but it's just not possible for all of them, or even a few of them, to be true at the same time. But some people then say that to believe a particular religion is true, and therefore that others are untrue, is arrogant, since in doing so you're consigning to error a massive proportion of the rest of the world. Those Christians are so arrogant, I occasionally hear. How can they claim to have found the truth when there are so many other religious paths? The argument is valid to a point. I mean, let's face it, some Christians are arrogant. But if taken too seriously, this argument also produces a pretty surprising conclusion. You know, all opinions, by their very nature, consign contrary opinions to error. Ironically, though, the views most open to the charge of arrogance are not the ancient monolithic ones like Islam or Christianity, but the more recent ones like atheism, the belief that there's no spiritual truth, or pluralism, the belief that all religions have spiritual truth. Let's start with atheism, the belief that there's no God, no spiritual reality in the universe. You know, this viewpoint is held by the tiniest minority of the world's population. According to the latest United Nations figures, just 2.5% of the world is atheist. 2.5%. That means that a mere 150 million people think that 97.5% of the world's 6 billion people are living by a false belief. This is a pretty grandiose claim, right? Islam, on the other hand, the second largest of the world's faiths, with approximately 1 billion adherents, consigns only 81% of the world's people to error. And Christianity, which has 2 billion adherents, thinks fewer people still are mistaken. In sheer numbers, then, you'd have to say that Christianity is to be regarded as the faith with the least pretentious, the least arrogant claim to truth. Atheism, on the other hand, has to be regarded as the faith with the most arrogant claim. This is not to say that atheists are all arrogant and Christians are all delightfully humble. No way. Sadly, the reverse is often true. But my point here is that the claims of atheism themselves are more open to the charge of arrogance than the claims of Christianity. So what about pluralism, the belief that all religions are essentially the same? Well, in a sense, this is likewise arrogant. By brushing over the contradictions in the different faiths and insisting that they really are just different ways of looking at the same thing, pluralism claims to know something about spiritual reality that none of the individual religions can see for themselves. It claims that behind the contradictions there is some overarching truth which they all share and which only the pluralist understands. Given how few pluralists there are in the world, this could be seen as a pretty arrogant claim. Now, I should make clear that I don't actually think this mathematical argument is terribly significant. I'm simply pointing out the rather ironic upshot of the common claim that it's arrogant to believe in one religious perspective over another. Strongly held views, even those that negate the views of others, are not in themselves arrogant or presumptuous. They can certainly lead to arrogance, and that's a problem, but they are not inherently arrogant. That's the important thing I'm trying to underline here. To take just one example, if a Buddhist woman sincerely states her belief in Buddha's teaching about rebirth after death, a belief which negates Islamic, Jewish, and Christian teachings about the afterlife, is she behaving arrogantly simply by believing the Buddha's teaching? Surely not. In every other area of life, whether it's fashion, politics, history, science, and so on, men and women have the freedom to think through a particular idea and its arguments and arrive at their own conclusion about the validity or otherwise of what is proposed. Why on earth should this basic intellectual right be denied to people when it comes to a fundamental area of human reflection like religion? It seems to me that to deny people this right is itself arrogant. One of the buzzwords used by pluralists to insist on their position is the word tolerance. They insist that by saying all religions are basically the same, we can encourage tolerance. You know, many people today fear that religious conviction will lead to religious intolerance, and as a consequence, to discrimination and violence. The fear, I reckon, is understandable at one level. History is full of examples of the violent intolerance on the part of people claiming to be Christians or Jews or Hindus or whatever. It was precisely this bloody history of cultural and religious intolerance that led the United Nations to declare 1995 to be the International Year for Tolerance. The year was marked by hundreds of cultural events and conferences designed to promote tolerance as they saw it. Our aversion to religious intolerance is perfectly reasonable, I reckon. But is an acceptance of all religious truth claims the best way to respond to the dangers of intolerance? I, for one, think no way. A better way is to promote true tolerance, a word that's often used, especially since the Year of Tolerance, 1995, but one that's rarely, if ever, defined. Tolerance in our modern trendy usage has come to mean something like a simple willingness to accept as valid another person's point of view. For a Muslim, then, this modern-day tolerance would mean a willingness to accept as valid the Buddhist teaching that, contrary to the Quran, human beings experience many lives, not just one. Alternatively, for a Buddhist, modern-day tolerance would mean a willingness to accept as valid the Islamic teaching, in contrast to the words of the Buddha, that after just one life you face the judgment of God. Can such acceptance really be understood as tolerance? Look, I think the answer has to be no. By definition, tolerance must involve an awareness of something contrary. You know, the word comes from the Latin tolerare. Sorry to turn this into a history lesson, but tolerare means to endure something that opposes. True tolerance, then, is not my willingness to accept the position of another. It's the more admirable ability to treat with respect a person with whom I deeply disagree. A tolerant Muslim, for instance, is not one who accepts as valid the Buddhist doctrine of birth and rebirth. It's one who, while rejecting such teaching, is able to remain respectful and compassionate toward Buddhists themselves. Again, the tolerant Christian is not one who accepts as valid the Hindu claim that there are many gods. It's one who, while denying this polytheism of the Hindu, is able to treat Hindus with the honour due to them as fellow members of the human family. True tolerance is both intellectually rigorous and culturally sensitive, in that it acknowledges the real differences among the faiths. More importantly, true tolerance has the power to dispel bigotry and discrimination based on differences. If we could all learn to honour and care for those with whom we profoundly disagree, our disagreements would only ever provide the basis for engagement and discussion with others, never fear and hostility toward them. We'd be free to contradict and disagree, but never to disrespect. We'd be free to persuade, but never to coerce. That's true tolerance. And in a multicultural society like ours, tolerance like this, the kind Jesus himself displayed, is a rare and greatly needed commodity. Let's be truly tolerant.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.